This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, one of my Facebook followers wants me to talk about man boobs. And he's asking about surgery and a little bit more details on man boobs. And, you know, we've talked about man boobs. Many of you say, oh, yeah, gynecomastia. Not exactly. Not all, quote-unquote, man boobs or moobs are from gynecomastia. So I see the terminology kind of used very loosely. And, you know, not that I'm a, you know, professed linguist here. I just want to make sure that, you know, you guys kind of understand the difference. Gynecomastia is where you have breast tissue. And men have breast tissue just like women. Women's breast tissue is more pronounced, more jiggly, right? Sometimes you guys hit it, you know, you hear it, you know, hit the microphone. That's women. But men have breast tissue. And if men's breast tissue grow and they have true gynecomastia, many times insurance will take care of it. If you have quote unquote man boobs that is just fat related, where you have fat depositing in the breast area, all right, that's called pseudo-gynecomastia. You could be overweight, you could be obese, and that's a little different. One of my listeners about a year ago had said insurance isn't covering it, and they thought insurance would cover gynecomastia. That's because gynecomastia means you're having breast tissue removed so it doesn't turn cancerous, so you don't have to do mammograms because it's not, you know, there are some health reasons to remove breast tissue from a man. But if it's a moob, or basically like extra fat or a pseudogynecomastia, then that's a cosmetic procedure. Okay? Now, an article has come out saying nearly half of men in the United States have man boobs. Now, we got to be careful because some of these articles are talking about, again, gynecomastia. Again, you guys now know the pseudogynecomastia where it's just fat, gynecomastia where it's actual breast tissue. So I don't think half of U.S. men, you know, necessarily have full-on growing breast tissue. However, with fat deposits, it could push breast tissue out and they could be gynecomastic. So a San Francisco-based plastic surgeon specializes in this. His name is Dr. Miguel Delgado. And with Daily Mail, he walked through the process of correcting it. And it's amazing what they could do, you know, now with this. And make men's nipples, you know, look normal. You know, when women have breast reconstruction or mastopexy or, you know, whether it's augmentation or whether it's a reduction, you know, sometimes things look different, right? But a real good plastic surgeon could hide the scars very well. Now, for women, we could hide our scars under the breasts. So a lot of us have scars, but they're under the breasts for any sort of surgery we've had, even if it's, you know, sometimes cancer removal. Sometimes we can't be very cosmetic with the surgery, but sometimes we can. But with men, it seems to be a little easier. They could go through the nipple. They could, they basically cut around the nipple, can, let the, they still have the nipple attached, but they go in through there, they could remove the fat and that, and even the breast tissue. They could sew the nipple back, but they have to tighten the skin. If you remove all that, and then you just have dangly skin. So then they have to remove the skin, they could also do that, tighten it up, put the nipple back, and make it look pretty good. This is why plastic surgeons make so much money. I tell you. Primary care doctors, you know, we love what we do. You know, we love being on the front line, but man, we do not make the money that the plastic surgeons do. You know, they talk about how, you know, Seinfeld helped kind of make the man boob discussion go public and make people more comfortable about it. Remember when Kramer was trying to sell a bra for men, you know, the bro, or Frank Costanza? Yeah. So I guess man boob issues, you know, were kind of brought to light a lot in that show. Seinfeld gets a lot of credit for a lot of issues brought up, right? So, you know, sometimes steroids also. According to Dr. Delgado, he said when bodybuilders or young athletes dabble with steroid use, that can also cause. So gynecomastia most commonly we'll see in adolescent young men. They have these surges in estrogen and testosterone. When there's this imbalance with more estrogen, you start to get a female-like breast growth. All right? But it usually goes away during or after puberty for more than half. However, he said sometimes it all doesn't go away. So men can't wear shirts. I mean, you don't realize how embarrassing this is for a lot of guys. They can't wear shirts. You know, for women, we're like, all right, well, we put on a bra, we put on a blouse. You know, we're supposed to have breasts. You know, we want everybody to feel sorry for us as women. But if a guy had to deal with breasts, no, that's a very embarrassing thing for them. So they always have to try to wear loose shirts. What a lot of guys do is they kind of wear a tight shirt that makes them appear slimmer and smashes that breast tissue, making it look a little bit more like a bigger pec. So there's things guys can do, but it's very frustrating. And for them to have to go, and then they don't want to take their shirt off. So, but steroids, that's a biggie. You know, a lot of young athletes, they play around with steroids, and that can also cause breast tissue, as well as a shrinking of the testicle. So for those of you that do have issues, you're not alone. Okay, it's very, very common. Some people also have nipples that are very puffy. Some men have C and D cups, they say. Some men even have leakage. And you got to be really, really careful because, you know, the leakage could be a sign of cancer. Sometimes with steroid use and leakage, you know, you could be having, you could have a pituitary tumor making prolactin where men can actually make milk. You know, these are very serious medical conditions. And then, of course, you gain weight, and then it's hard to get rid of the weight. So good luck with that. Plastic surgeons are usually the types of, you know, people that get involved with this. But keep in mind, it may not be covered with insurance because it's more cosmetic. We hear the procedure could cost anywhere between $8,500 and $12,000, according to Daily Mail. And again, insurance is like, you know, pay it yourself. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake and Mackenzie who are working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, let's get to some of your emails. Ryan from Rancho Cucamonga says, California, I never make it past a third date. It's really getting to me. I meet women online or I get set up from a friend and the first 2 dates go well. Sometimes I never make it to a third date. Sometimes I do, but rarely after that before she loses interest. Most women have issues with sex, but even those that will sleep with me leave. My friends will tell me what the truth if I'm ugly or smell. They say no and to just keep going. But how can I tell if I'm missing anything? So this is somebody who, that's kind of a toughie. So, at first I was going to think, okay, well, it's because you're asking them for sex. And this, what rule is going on right now that the young people are doing? Is it 5 dates or 3 dates to have sex? Okay, so that was going to be, a huge issue. I was thinking, when I first read this, all right, well, that's because by the third date you're expecting them to sleep with you or do something. But it sounds like they're sleeping with you and they're still leaving. Wow. Send me a picture. I'll tell you. I mean, I'll tell you like it is. But this is what I would do if I were you. Okay? Are any of these women, and I don't know how many, are any of these women people that you are semi-friends with? Or, you know, have some sort of a talking relationship with, you know? And if you do, say, look, you know, I'm out there, I'm going out there. Any advice? You know, you went on a date with me. Look, I can take it. I can take it. You know, what, you don't have to tell me what went wrong with you or I, but what advice would you have for me, you know, moving forward? And some people may say, look, you just talk about yourself the whole time. Or you have bad breath. Or you just, you know, I just noticed we didn't have the chemistry. You know, and again, if you're ever told that, you know, well, you just, you know, weren't for me, don't take that personally. You know, I believe, and I know this is the romantic in me, that I believe that there's kismet or there's supposed to be somebody out there for everybody. You know, even though I think Michael Fassbender and I would be very sexually compatible, there's a chance that the reason why I'm married to my husband, Corey, is because that's who I'm supposed to be with. That I was never supposed to be with Michael Fassbender. And I find that hard to believe because, you know, look at us. I think we would be, like, really, really compatible. I think about it all the time. I mean, you know, I have the whole date, right, and evening choreographed. But that doesn't, it doesn't matter what I think. It matters what the Lord thinks or what nature thinks or the stars or whoever plans out who has to be with what. And for my husband and I, it just worked. All right? It just did. And so just because you've had, let's say, 10 or 15 dates and it hasn't worked out, that doesn't necessarily mean it's you. I commend you for trying to do some research. I think that's smart. I think there has to be a lot of self-reflection. But see, here's the thing with this. You know, because look, we ladies talk. I'm not supposed to tell you guys all the lady secrets. Right? Because we women need some secrets. If I sit here and spill the beans on what women do, I'm going to lose every PMS privilege, any girl card, any will you kill the spider for me opportunity and option that I have. So I got to be very, very careful. Okay, we ladies have a sisterhood, and we have some secret, you know, things and codes that we're not allowed to share. But one thing that I think is allowed, okay, and I don't know who heads it. No, not Hillary. I don't know who heads the women's code, but somebody's going, oh, gosh, I hope it's not Pelosi. Okay, if it's Pelosi, I'm defecting. Okay, anyway, when it comes to, you know, like dating and stuff, you know, what women do, which is very interesting, is after the date, right, they sit down and they talk. And you guys know this, right? And we talk about it. And we dissect it. Okay, so, you know, when you said that, what did he say? Well, he said, duh. Okay, good. Hey, guys, look, I'm telling you how it works. Okay, I'm not saying I agree with that, but that's just kind of how, you know, that sometimes these dates go. Okay? All right. So we women sit there, we go, then we did this. And then what happened? Well, you know, he was looking at my boobs a lot. Well, yeah. But then, you know, did he ask about this? What does he do? You know, did he bring up his mother? And so women will dissect and trisect and reset and prosect the whole flippin' date. And then we critique. They go, well, how were you sitting? What were you wearing? Well, I was sitting like this, and I did this, and then I did this, but I leaned in like that. Ooh, that was good, but I don't like the way you were sitting. I swear, this is what we do. All right? So I'm like, what should I wear next time? You should wear this. Okay, should I bring that? Don't bring that up. Should I? Okay, and so anyway, we talk this stuff through. And I got to tell you, for the first couple dates with my husband, I sucked it in. You know, I shaved my legs. You know, I really, you know, you couldn't recognize me. You know, for the first couple dates with my husband, okay? You'd be like, there's no way that's Dahlia. I mean, she actually washed her hair and combed it. Yeah, so the point I'm trying to say with that is you don't want to, Ryan, be so fake and not yourself that you get through to that fourth date, or you get through to that fifth date, and then, you know, you have to eventually be yourself. And this is what happens with so many relationships. You know, women in their makeup, they'll never let their boyfriend see them without makeup. And then finally one day it happens and the guy does and they don't like it. Or farts. You hold it in, you hold it in, you hold it in, and then you finally do it. And yeah, maybe, you know, and I'm not saying people break up because they don't like the way you look without your makeup or a fart or whatever. But sometimes you need to get through the date to the point where they really, really are into you and then they don't care about the other stuff. You see? Now, for me, I never really caked on the makeup. So when my husband first saw me without makeup, it really wasn't that bad. He was like, you know, that's kind of how you always look. So, and I don't mean to say people are petty, but these things do matter. If you get turned off by your wife or by your husband, that's devastating for a relationship, you know? All this stuff is really, really important. And I don't think guys talk like they need to. Guys talk, but it's usually about the sex topic, right? Well, did she this? Did she this? Did it? You know, they don't really sit there and dissect and break down what you said. You know, and it's because, you know, to them, that shouldn't really matter. You know, if I said one thing and that blew off the whole date, then maybe it wasn't meant to be. And, you know, you're right. If you say one thing, you know, like, yeah, man, you know, I'm really into, you know, the Packers. And she's a Cowboy fan. If she can't deal with you, you know, liking Aaron Rodgers and his bogus BS where he sits there and counts the players and then immediately calls play and then there's too many players and then they have to get a foul. And, you know, if she thinks that is a real sucker move and Aaron Rodgers needs to quit being a baby about it, that relationship may, I'm just saying hypothetically, okay? That, you know, that relationship could be in trouble. So this is what I would do, Ryan, right? You know, just ask your buddies and tell them, be honest. Do I stink? Do I whatever? If you're wearing deodorant and you took a shower and, you know, you had gum and you didn't eat like a pig and you didn't insult her and you didn't rush to sex too quickly and, you know, you listened and you seemed interested in her, then it might just be a chemistry thing. And that's okay. It's very hard. I don't know how you guys are doing it, where you're meeting somebody online and there's all this pressure to hopefully like each other. Now, for some of you, the chemistry is there. You guys get along, you become friends, and it's great. But for a lot of people, no, that's difficult. You know, and it's really easy to meet somebody in school or be buddies or work together on a project at work or whatever and then gain a relationship and then move forward. But having to meet somebody cold, you know, that's tough. That's really tough. And again, with the sex, you know, what is it about women with issues with sex? Yeah, you do have some women that are old school, and good for them, where they really don't want to sleep with somebody after a third date. Maybe they do want to wait till they're married or engaged, or, you know, maybe somebody gave them an STD. Maybe, you don't know. You know, when you date somebody, you are in competition with the majority of their exes. And I'm not saying competing to get them back, but you have all that baggage to sift through. So if somebody was assaulted, if somebody was beat, if somebody was manipulated, they're going to be on guard. And that may not be you. That could just be you are dating a population of women who really were ran through the mill, and they're not going to put up with it again. And here you are just innocent. And, you know, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com. It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I'm sure you guys heard this week. This is sad. There was a little 10-year-old girl who was raped and impregnated by her uncle. And by the time the family found out that she was pregnant, months had gone by. To the point where, under India law, because this occurred in India, she cannot get an abortion. And a court in India ruled earlier this week that she is too young and her pregnancy is too advanced to have an abortion because she is right now at 6 months pregnant. The district court in the northern city of Chandigarh based its decision on an opinion by a panel of doctors from the city's government medical college and hospital where the girl was examined. Apparently, she was raped several times. The superintendent told the Washington Post in a brief phone interview that if you abort, then the risk to life is greater. Now, this law that I guess dated back from the 1970s in India is known as the Medical Terminology or the Medical Termination of Pregnancy Act, and it bars abortions beyond 20 weeks. Though courts have made exceptions if the fetus is not viable or the mother's life is at risk. Again, the girl is 10. This is so, man. And I believe that she's at 26 weeks pregnancy. So the baby could technically live. Would have to be in the neonatal ICU, would need a lot of, you know, medical attention. That's why this is so controversial. According to CBS, the hospital's 8-member panel determined that the fetus was viable and could survive even if it was delivered immediately. CBS quoted an unnamed senior doctor on the panel who said abortion was not an option at this stage. The hospital told the Times of India on Tuesday the victim is 6 months pregnant, as revealed by our ultrasound reports. We have submitted our medical advice to the court regarding termination of the fetus. The girl's parents found out that the daughter was pregnant after she complained of stomach pains. She later reportedly told her mother that her uncle had raped her a half a dozen times when he visited the family home. The uncle was arrested, and the parents obviously petitioned for an abortion. Doctors say it's biologically possible for a girl to become pregnant as soon as she becomes ovulating, very rare for a 10-year-old. And medical experts agree that carrying and delivering a baby at 15 years or younger could come with life-threatening complications, anemia, high blood pressure, hemorrhaging, and are her pelvic bones developed? They say pelvic bones are not fully developed until women reach their late teens. Before that point, vaginal births and full-term pregnancies are dangerous. And even C-sections present risk. Can you imagine a little baby 10-year-old girl that has to deal with this because she was raped? This is crazy. This is such problems along with complications from unsafe abortions were the top cause of death among female adolescents in 2015, according to World Health Organization. So, Dr. Jindal, a gynecologist from the American Society of Reproductive Medicine, says she has never encountered a pregnant patient as young as her. Her youngest, she said, was 13. They say if legal permission is granted, treating it as an exceptional case, it's better to terminate the pregnancy. I delivered a kid where the girl was 11, going on 12. Baby came out really quickly. I was surprised that her pelvic bones could handle it, but they did. And the poor thing was holding a teddy bear when it happened. I remember I told you I was hearing screaming, Mommy, Mommy. And I'm like, guys, it looks like room two is about to deliver. Will somebody get the kid out of there so I could go and deliver Mom? And Mom was sitting next to the bed. It was the kid that was screaming Mommy. So, wow. We don't talk about this a lot. You know, what to do? You know, now, there was a similar case. There was a court in the northern Indian state of Haryana and permitted a 10-year-old girl who was 21 weeks pregnant to have an abortion, according to the New York Times. The girl's mother called a women's helpline and reported that her daughter became pregnant after being raped by her stepfather. And local authorities petitioned the court, and a doctor from the Postgraduate Institute of Medical Sciences in India said that the girl would face psychological trauma if the pregnancy were allowed to proceed. And then, back in 2015, Indian authorities allowed a 14-year-old rape victim to end her pregnancy at 25 weeks. So, you know, rape and violence against women unfortunately plague many countries. And India definitely has seen more of it than many other. And, what do you do? You know, we're talking about a 10-year-old girl. We're talking about a baby who actually can live. So we have, but going through a pregnancy and, you know, going through a delivery, is that more risky than having an abortion to the 10-year-old girl? And so the court ruled, because she's already at 26 weeks, that no, she has to carry it to term. And so it's, you know, as a doctor, you know, I don't know how you help the family through something like this, you know? It's tough, you know. I mean, at 26 weeks, they could probably, you know, keep the baby. They could probably, you know, give that baby a life. But you're asking a 10-year-old girl who, you know, never wanted this, who was a victim of rape, to go through one of the most, another traumatizing event, such as giving birth. And I don't know what the answer is. It's heartbreaking. Also heartbreaking is the baby Charlie Garden. The critically ill baby where the British parents have been fighting to allow the baby to get experimental drugs. And apparently they have done another brain scan, okay, to look at the baby. And apparently the parents got bad news that the brain scan shows irreversible brain damage. I mean, I don't want to say the brain scan shows it, but the brain scan shows brain damage that we know to be irreversible. And the 11-month-old Charlie has a mitochondrial depletion syndrome. Can't breathe without the help of ventilation. And we were told that an American doctor flew out there, and as soon as he stepped off the plane, went to examine the baby. My guess is the MRI was a part of this exam, which is why we don't have the rest of the data. The family is praying that this American doctor, and he's had the support of Donald Trump in our country, for this American doctor to say, you know what, we think he does have a chance with the experimental treatment. However, Great Ormond Street Hospital and courts have ruled that, there isn't enough data to still keep the baby alive and put the baby through, this trauma of ventilation, etc. Yet some people are arguing the baby is not traumatized. The baby is, comfortable. He's not in pain. He's sedated and on a ventilator. And so, a lot of discussion, a lot of controversy on, one baby getting all these resources, one baby who, if he hadn't been ventilated, nature would have taken him, but as a parent and as a doctor, you don't care that, if we didn't, supersede, he would have passed. You want to supersede, you want to intervene, I should say, and the baby is still alive. Their baby is still alive. So they're going to want everything humanly possible to be done. This experimental therapy, I don't know much about human trials of it. I don't know how much it would work. I know if I was a parent, I would want full court press, but there's a lot of questions on who's paying for this. Unfortunately, babies, throughout the world don't get this type of care. And, these parents lose their child. Which child gets there, many people have, supported Charlie Garden and their family, and I would love to see this succeed. I would love to see him get the experimental therapy and see if he could, improve. He's a baby he didn't deserve this. But these are the very difficult choices that we have. And, in the UK, they were like, look, we don't have therapy. Even if we did, we don't think it would work. And this is costing resources. This is, how much longer are you going to keep a baby alive artificially? So it's a tough case. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so, you know, we haven't been talking about ADHD much, all right, because you guys don't pay attention to me anyway, and you know. It's fine, but we're starting to gear up for school, and I guess requests for Adderall prescriptions are starting to rise. And there was a study that the University of Alabama in Birmingham performed where they said that researchers said that if you took Adderall or you thought you were taking it, the placebo effect did help test scores. And maybe the reason why being on Adderall or these stimulants for the presumptive diagnosis of ADD helps is because you think it's going to, which is the placebo effect. So people call it the smart drug. It boosts memory. It boosts attention. And researchers say it's not so much because of the speed part of it. It's because of the placebo. So there were 32 participants involved in the study, which was published in the journal Alcohol and Drug Dependence. All were aged between 19 and 30 and did not have ADHD. They took a series of cognitive tests four times. In two of the trials, they were given 10 milligrams of Adderall, which can be addictive, and it, you know, can increase heart rate and respiratory rate and be stimulatory. And to test the placebo effect in each of the two trials for the treatments, they were told one was a real medication and the other was placebo. Those in the Adderall group performed better on two tests in regards to attention and memory. The researchers found that the largest effect was believing that they were taking the medication. They said expectations seemed to have more of an effect on the objective performance in the actual medication state. This is why I would love to see a test with sleeping pills. And, you know, they test sleeping pills and they test placebos. But I would really love to see if that works, where you get a fake pill and you're told, okay, here's your sleeping pill. Go ahead, take it, and go lie down. Go and try to fall asleep. And if some people go, oh, man, I got my sleeping pill. Oh, I'm just going to close my eyes and just let the sleeping pill take over me, and I'll be able to relax and go to sleep. And I wonder if they do. I would really like to see how many placebo tests they could do, because we got so many people on sleeping pills. And I'm like, look, you know, take it once in a while. You know, do you really have to take it every night? So, and they're addicted to them. And I don't want to say addicted, meaning they, you know, go through withdrawal, but they can't sleep unless they take a pill. So Adderall is in a class of medicine, with Ritalin, et cetera, and it's not illegal. It is, though, you have to get by for a prescription. And we are being told that a third of college students have reported to use it, a third. A Cambridge University neuroscientist claimed in May that 1 in 5 university professors have used such drugs. Speaking at the Hay Festival, Dr. Hannah Critchlow warned that the drugs known as nootropics appear to boost memory, but past research suggests that it could cause heart problems and psychosis. Now, there was a study talking about sniffing rosemary, that if you sniffed rosemary, it could have the same effect. This herb, which we use, obviously, you know, for lamb and all sorts of other yummy food, according to Daily Mail, also has a reputation for helping memory. And in Northumbria University, scientists were able to prove that smelling this rosemary boosts, you know, the recollection, you know, powers of children. So, you know, I was kind of shocked when I read this, that a third of students are on Ritalin. Now, when I went to school, they had this, you know, no dose. They had this, you know, caffeine thing. So people would use caffeine. For me, I'm lucky to be very, very hyper and stimulated, you know. And so for me, I definitely didn't need anything to make me concentrate more. I was just one of those students where I just love school. I love to learn. I love to take tests. I loved homework. So for me, it was, I'm just a dork, and that helped. But when I saw other people have to go to pills, you know, it's like, really? You know, it's not, you know, just, I don't know, drink some soda pop or something if you need, you know, something to wake you up. But you have people that panic. You have people that try it once and they go, wow, you know, what a difference. And, you know, when it comes to school and it comes to competition and it comes to trying to succeed, you know, people aren't going to, you know, take that lightly. See, for me, I could have gotten Adderall if I wanted to. It's very easy to go and get a prescription. But I wanted to say I did it on my own. I wanted to say that I got through medical school, and I got through undergrad, and I got through high school with no drugs. You know, and I just needed to say that. I needed to say that. But that's the kind of old type of thinking. You know, and I did this all on my own. I didn't need, you know, enhancers. I didn't need. Now we have a much different culture, all right? Like with sex. Viagra would have never done well, decades ago, like in the 30s or 40s, because you do it yourself. You know, really you need a machine to help you. Really, you need, I did this hard work. I did it myself. I pleased my wife on my own. Guys would have never even considered it. That's why it still took a while for it to kind of, for guys to finally get into the doctor's office, because nobody wanted to admit that they couldn't do something on their own. Viagra really helped change that. Everybody thinks it might have been the Prozacs and the antidepressants and stuff, but once you had men coming in to take a medicine that admitted, look, I need help with something, and this is something I can't do on my own, and I don't care. I don't give a damn. I want to have sex, and so what if I need to use, some help? That changed our thinking, such that now, rather than that, oh, no, I'm not going to take a pill. I'm going to tough it out. Well, yeah, take a pill. You're in pain? Take a pill. What good are you in pain? Go ahead. Who cares if you need help? Getting your grandma and grandpa going, I'm not going to take anything for pain. No way. I'm going to tough it out. You're weak if you have to take a pain pill. To hell with that. Our generation, now, in this day and age, we're like, yeah, give me the pill. Fine. I'm not going to go through any. I don't want to deal with this headache or deal with this backache. I'm not going to have a surgery to change things. Look at plastic surgery. I grew up with the notion that there is no way I was going to do anything fake. I wouldn't get a nose job. I wasn't going to get lipo. Now, many of you have said, Dahlia, can you please rethink that? You really need some lipo, and that nose, it keeps hitting the microphone. Will you do something? And I probably will. But my attitude towards plastic surgery, our whole attitude towards plastic surgery is different now. Rather than it looking like, oh, it's something fake, it's, of course, so what? You're augmenting or you're nip-tucking or why the hell not? So, I think Adderall use, I think medicinal support and buttressing is going to be more and more of a popular thing as people say, I don't care if I had to take medication to get me through law school or get me through medical school. I don't care. It's the end result that counts. And they're right. They're right. Why are people judging? Somebody needed to take Adderall during medical school, or somebody like me that always had to have some chocolate, always had to have some soda pop, and needed to be at her friend's house every night studying so we could get through, the study sessions and our testing. Who needed more of a crutch? The person who just had to take one little baby pill, or me, where it was food, and it was this, and it was this, and it was this. I mean, who judges? Who decides what is more of a crutch to get through? What about those that always have to pray? Oh, I prayed before a test. God, please let me pass. Please let me pass so I can save people. So we all have our go-to thing. And don't be surprised if more and more people go to pills. That's our society right now. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.